Morning Watch, Vital Factors for the Recovery of the Church Life, Week 1, Monday, Related Verses, Habakkuk 3, verse 2. O Jehovah, I have heard the report concerning you, and am afraid. O Jehovah, revive your work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make it known, in wrath remember compassion. Hosea 6, verse 2. He will enliven us after 2 days. On the third day he will raise us up, and we will live in his presence. Psalms 119, verses 25, 50, and 88. My soul clings to the dust. Enliven me according to your word. Verse 50. This is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has enlivened me. Verse 88. Enliven me according to your loving kindness, and I will keep the testimony of your mouth. Psalms 80, verse 18. Then we will not turn back from you. Revive us, and we will call upon your name. Psalms 85, verse 6. Will you not again revive us, that your people may rejoice in you? John 6, verse 57 and 63. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are Spirit and are life. Song of Solomon 1, verse 4a. Draw me, we will run after you. Related reading. The matter of revival is the kernel within the shell of the books of the minor prophets. Among God's elect, there has always been an aspiration to be revived. As long as you are a saved one, every day, consciously or unconsciously, there is an aspiration with a spontaneous prayer within you. O Lord, revive us. Habakkuk's prayer for revival represents the whole of God's elect. God always considers his elect as a corporate body. This means that Habakkuk and we are one in the unit of God's elect. Thus, when Habakkuk prayed for revival, we also prayed. Such a prayer is an everlasting prayer. The main contents of the New Testament are that the triune God has an eternal economy according to his good pleasure to dispense himself into his chosen and redeemed people in his life and in his nature, to make all of them the same as he is in life and nature, to make them his duplication that they may express him. This corporate expression will consummate in the New Jerusalem. Thus, the New Jerusalem is simply the enlarged, the increased incarnation consummated in full, that is, the fullness of the triune God, for him to express himself in his divinity mingled with humanity. These are the contents of the New Testament, and this is the answer that Job needed. In 2 Samuel 7, verse 12, God spoke of David's seed, and in verse 14a, he said, I will be his father, and he will be my son. Here we have something of very great significance, the seed of David becoming the son of God. These verses clearly unveil that a seed of man, that is, a son of a man, can become the Son of God. This implies that God's intention is to make himself man in order to make man God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead. God, because of his heart's desire to be one with man, became a man in incarnation, and he contacted man by the way of a romance. Before God opened up in the New Testament what was on his heart, both angels and men did not know what God was doing. They did not realize that their God was becoming a husband to marry a wife. This husband was divine, and the wife he was going to marry was human. Through the divine power and the spirit of holiness, Jesus' humanity was uplifted into the divine sonship, into divinity. By this he was born of God, not as God's only begotten son, but as God's firstborn son, which indicates that many sons would follow. Today, our Christ is God in the divine sense and man in the human sense. He is a God-man. This God-man is the bridegroom in the divine universal romance, but his counterpart, being merely human, still does not match him. Therefore, God regenerated his human elect. Regeneration is to put divinity into humanity, to uplift humanity to the standard of divinity. However, regeneration does not complete the process. We were regenerated in our spirit, but we are not only a spirit, we are even more a soul. In order to uplift our entire being, God first has to regenerate our spirit and then transform our soul. The transformation of our soul takes time. Christ is divine and human, and his transformed lover is human and divine. They are the same in life and nature, perfectly matching each other.